sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this terrific Thursday, May 28, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Bob down in Hillsdale. Washington passed a $1.9 trillion infrastructure bill when Pete Buttigieg was Secretary of Transportation. Not 1 cent in the bill was to upgrade the air traffic control system. Sean Duffy is working to upgrade the system. Buttigieg is a self-important hack, and he just needs to go away. Well, the only reason I spent that much time on it is because Mackinac Island is where all of the political insiders, the lobbyists, special interest groups, and our elected officials are meeting right now. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, obviously going to run for president in 2028. Buttigieg had to be there, and he had to get FaceTime with a reporter. But if he's going to run on electric vehicles and is claiming that he was a successful Secretary of Transportation, I hope he runs for president in 2028. I hope he raises a ton of money and gets the nomination. I would absolutely love for the Democrats to pick him to be their candidate for president, because it would make it that much easier for J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or whoever the Republican candidate's going to be in 28 to just easily defeat him in that November general election. He would be the easiest candidate to debate and absolutely show the American people his progressive left-leaning agenda, and honestly, beat him in a landslide. Pete Buttigieg would lose worse than Kamala Harris did to President Trump in 2024. So that was the reason, my justification of sharing that story with you guys. Can't believe that this guy is even serious based on this agenda that he's talking about. One of the things that is happening that we're looking at and talking about today, Mackinac Island, Forward Party, co-chair and Noble Mobile CEO Andrew Yang, former presidential candidate as a Democrat, on Mackinac Island. Why? Because he too is looking at running for president in 2028. Well, in a panel discussion, Yang discussed artificial intelligence and data centers. We're going to have a whole lot of conversation about Yang and what he had to say about AI and data centers. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
My fridge is 47 days plus 4,747 dollars in your pocket. Read it. And seniors just have a third bill at proper tax. This message should be my fridge to the government. And I'll put this message so that you can find the ring off the fence of the government.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Where do we go from here now that all of the children are growing up? And how do we spend our lives if there's no one to lend us a hand?
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, Andrew Yang ran previously for president, probably going to run again in 2028. Well, he was at Mackinac Island Policy Conference and he participated in a panel discussion about artificial intelligence and data centers. Yang said AI was designed to do repetitive tasks and would overlap with some white-collar jobs. He sees data centers powering the technology surge that's coming and says that there will be $1 trillion invested in this technology. Yang said what this is going to do is going to create certain jobs and certain roles, but it's also going to eliminate a large number of jobs and roles, including many within large public companies. Computer coding and customer service departments. One of the drawbacks is just like the digital divide that was created from when we moved from analog to digital technology. Even in the use of social media, AI is expected to exacerbate the divide. The way I think about it is that we have an unequal economy and society right now. That is going to get all the more unequal as artificial intelligence capital and data all come together to form a vortex that could impact millions of jobs, not only in the United States, but around the world. He said, for example, artificial intelligence firms, staff, shareholders, and investors will be on the winning side of this technology. But there will be many that will end up on the losing side. Including right now, the 22-year-old who's applying fruitlessly for a job that at this point is probably being responded to by an artificial intelligence chatbot. Said, barring a policy change, there's nothing that's going to make this inequity that is coming because artificial intelligence any less, and pointed to the fact that there will be the world's first trillionaire to appear. Multiple trillion-dollar companies are being bought over the next few months. So why would one expect this to reverse itself? He said there will be many people looking for opportunities and wondering where they went. When the feeling of missing out hits the total population, there will be an eventual backlash. And Yang has been preaching some version of a universal basic income that he believes is inevitable. When people are replaced and don't have a job, they need to live. The high profits that come from some of these companies and individuals are going to have to basically share the wealth. This idea has been positioned by CEOs of AI companies saying they should be taxed. The taxes could then be shared with a universal basic income. The fact is, data is being used to form all of these models. Data is currently being sold and resold for hundreds of billions of dollars a year, of which we haven't seen one dime. So having some of the value flow back to the people makes perfect sense to me. Yang said that the money could be used to start businesses and constitute a new middle class. AI comes with seen and unforeseen consequences, with one of those being the rise of what we call now AI psychosis, where a person is convinced that something is happening or that they are someone that they are not, all due to artificial intelligence. It has also allegedly been responsible for violence and even suicides across the country. Yang said we must deal with these negative consequences. They require statutory guardrails and policies, many of which were not in place during the boom of social media, particularly when it came to minors, young people. There's actually a joke going around that there are more regulations to open a hot dog stand than there is to launch a new AI company. AI touches millions of Americans. So, of course, we need rules and guardrails to be put in place. Yang said the industry is saying that these guardrails need to be done at a federal level. We don't need hodgepodge, 50 different set of rules from every state. The problem is no federal policy has emerged, potentially leading that it may be created in a vacuum. Some state legislatures have tried to fill the vacuum in various ways, and I actually don't mind that. But it puts pressure on Congress in Washington to do something sensible. When it comes to whether there is a deadline that needs to be done by, he said more than 81% of Americans are asking for some type of sensible rules to quickly be put in place. I wonder where he got that statistic. The problem is if they fall asleep at the switch and DC doesn't hear it, I wonder when they'll come to their senses. The question is what happens between now and then in terms of various potential harm. One of the long-term risks he cited was unwarranted nuclear conflict, and said that Congress should be acting quicker because the more time goes on, the more the risk becomes viable. Again, somewhat referencing Iran. Yang said, while speaking on the panel, he sees a possible rough patch ahead and that the human cost is what concerns him the most. What I'm looking at is the rough patch where we lose an entire generation of workers who aren't able to access the training and development that you typically need to get in your 20s and develop careers in ways where you know if your kid comes home and has to move into the basement, where their self-esteem can erode and their skills can atrophy. We need to have the ability to access opportunities that might otherwise have gone to school will go down in perpetuity forever. We need to change the way we educate our young people. So Yang, sounding very much like a technological type of candidate, appears that he may be running for president in 2028 on the Democrat side as well. So pretty interesting development at Mackinac Conference, Mackinac Island, right now this week. Another short story to get in. Michigan State University President Gavin Guskevich is leaving Michigan State to be president for the University of Clemson. departing East Lansing with nearly 3 years left on his contract. And just 10 days after the school board approved a resolution to double his salary to $2 million a year and extend his contract to 2031. Clemson's Board of Trustees voted unanimously yesterday morning to accept Guchkevich as its 16th president. His base salary would be $1.2 million a year for 5 years, with up to $250,000 a year for bonuses based on positive reviews, and an additional $285,000 a year in deferred compensation if he stays all 5 years, which he would then receive at the end of his contract. So basically, even less than the $2 million a year he got from Michigan State. In his opening comments to the Clemson community yesterday, Guchkevich only hinted as to why he was parting ways with Michigan State University. When he talked about the great public universities and what they can accomplish, he said they remained anchored in mission, in innovation, and services with an institutional alignment. Guchkevich sent mixed messages behind the scenes about his interest in staying at Michigan State after two trustees raised transparency concerns about Spartan Ventures, the secret fund being created to pay athletes. Trustees Dennis Deno and Mike Bailo, Republicans, said that the oversight and transparency of this fund was non-negotiable when it came to its name, image, and likeness ventures. The NIL is something that the entire NCAA is dealing with countrywide. Well, the president let it be known that he didn't like the two speaking out about the school's fund, to which they allegedly responded something to the effect of, "We were elected overseers of this university. We're expressing our opinions and our concerns. Deal with it." Well, earlier in the year, another trustee, Rema Vassar, spoke out about it in an op-ed when she went to the newspaper, commenting about her disapproval of Michigan State University hastily dismantling the diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, the DEI programs, even though the court ruled that President Trump's orders for university to get rid of DEI were unconstitutional. The board met hastily on May 17th to approve an ethics resolution that required trustees to only speak publicly through official channels or lose committee assignments and other perks. They tried to sweeten the pot by throwing an extra $1 million into his base salary. Well, Guchkevich didn't want to have anything to do with Michigan State, and he's leaving, even for less money from Clemson University. We're going to wrap all this up. Final half hour of today's show. News break. We'll be right back.